Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. After months of imploring Wyoming residents to follow pandemic protocols on their own, Governor Mark Gordon has finally given in and has ordered a statewide mandate requiring everyone to wear a face mask while in public, as well as other measures. Gordon says he's been forced to take the actions because hospital systems in Wyoming and surrounding states are reaching the critical stage, and the newly implemented mandates will help to slow the spread of COVID-19 and hopefully forestall another catastrophic business shutdown. In addition to the face mask mandate, restaurants and bars will be required to close their doors no later than 10 p.m. Groups inside such establishments will be limited to 6, and both indoor and outdoor events will see their numbers cut down, as well as other guidelines. Gordon's health order will remain in effect through the Christmas season until at least January 8th. Nearly 3 months after the accident, a Powell man has been charged in the death of Northwest College professor Dennis Brophy. The Park County Attorney's Office filed the misdemeanor charge of vehicular homicide against 21-year-old Shea Dillon, and he was arrested Friday afternoon. He had his first court appearance on Monday when he pleaded not guilty to the charges. He posted a $2,500 bond and was released from jail with the condition that he not drive a motor vehicle while the case progresses. Court documents charge that on September 23rd, Dillon pulled his Toyota Camry out of the parking lot of Rimrock Tire onto Coulter Avenue, not seeing the pedestrian Brophy, who was crossing the street in front of the car. Dillon allegedly ran over the 75-year-old and drug him underneath the vehicle. By the time he got the car stopped, Brophy had suffered massive damage to his abdomen and chest. He was life-flighted to a hospital in Billings, where he succumbed to his injuries. After investigating, it was determined that Dillon was not impaired by drugs or alcohol, nor was he using a cell phone when the accident occurred. A pretrial conference will be held in early February.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Ace Hardware is your Christmas store. Shop for all your Christmas decorations for the inside and outside your home. Plus great gift ideas at your local Ace Hardware downtown Powell.
Are you buckled up? You better be. It's the law. Police officers and highway troopers can stop and ticket you for not wearing your seatbelt. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Keep yourself, your friends, and your family safe. Speak up and insist that everyone is belted inside your vehicle. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in your vehicle. Remember, buckle up for life, Wyoming.
We now know who found Forrest Fenn's lost treasure, but we still don't know where the hidden cash was located. 32-year-old medical student Jonathan Stroof of Michigan has been revealed to be the lucky person who finally found the chest of gold, coins, and other valuables that many had searched for. Fenn hid the treasure and left clues as to its whereabouts in a poem, stating that it would be found in the Rocky Mountains, somewhere north of Santa Fe. Over the years, many had searched for the treasure, at times getting themselves into dangerous situations, and at least 4 treasure hunters died looking for the haul. Others needed rescuing, including a man who had rappelled into the Grand Canyon of the Yellowstone in the dead of winter. Stroof's identity was finally revealed after a lawsuit was filed against Fenn's estate, in which a woman claimed the treasure, which she believed to be in New Mexico, was found only after a hacker accessed her text messages and emails. Stroof has denied the allegations, saying he never met nor heard of the woman before the lawsuit, and the treasure was found nowhere near the land of enchantment.
A woman who allegedly admitted to making a bomb threat at a Casper Walmart in August told officers she did it for her own personal satisfaction from the disruption the threat would cause. According to the Casper Police Department, officers arrested Kaylee Shane on Friday on the recommended felony charge of making terroristic threats. During the early evening hours of August 18th, police were called to two Casper Walmart locations for a report that bombs would be set off at 7 p.m. Text messages also asserted that the sender was after everyone and had firearms. Both stores were evacuated while police searched the area. Officers spoke with two employees who received the text messages and quickly learned that the calls were made over the internet instead of cell phones. One of those two employees was Shane. Over the course of the investigation, police say Shane confessed to sending the text messages to herself and a coworker. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.